path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Do you get tired of people asking you what you're going to do with your life? Do you get pressure from others or even yourself to discover your purpose in life? Do you really just want to experience each day instead of living with the expectation or the disappointment that your life could somehow be different or better if you could just find that magic formula? Hi, this is Cheryl Maloney, and welcome to Simple Steps, Real Change. I'm glad you've joined me today. With the new year fast approaching, we tend to think that come 2018, we should do something to set our life plans in motion. You know, it's the whole thing about living your best life, but you think that you should have a purpose and you put some pressure on yourself, especially as the new year comes around, to make it happen this year, or 2018 as the case may be. Today, we're going to talk about what it means to find your purpose and why it's really nothing more than another expectation that's meaningless unless you give it some meaning. If you Google find your purpose, you're going to find half a billion, with a B, articles, websites, quizzes, blogs, programs that tell you how to find your purpose. And in some of those, you know, you'll see it as finding your passion or your calling. There are people in this world who seem to have known from an early age what they wanted to be. And I know I've always admired them. I have one friend who always wanted to be a doctor, and she is. She sacrifices every other part of her life because of her passion to be a doctor. And that's what makes her happy. I recently met two very young men, teenagers, who knew exactly what they wanted to be when they grew up. They may not have known of what shape it was going to take, but they knew where their passion lied. One wanted to work with cars and autos, and the other one is passionate about traveling the world. I never had that. I don't know about you. I just was never one of those people. I went through my life and I did what I thought I should. And then when I started working on Simple Steps, I explored what that would look like. So I took some classes and worked with some gurus. And honestly, it didn't get me any closer to finding my calling or my passion. But I know that I dropped a lot of money for everyone else's ideas on what I should do. Now, as I was developing my career path, I even went back, and this may date me, but there were times you could go back and go to a career counselor and take just a boatload of tests, and they gave you printouts about what field you should pursue. And that all had to do with what answers that you gave to their questions. The problem was there wasn't a single suggestion in all of their recommendations that ever spoke to me. And that was back in a time when I believed that somebody else knew better than I did what way I should have been heading. Do you know that feeling? You just don't seem to know which way you should be going, so you're listening to people that you think know more, or people that you may respect who have ideas as to what you should be doing. I know for so many of us, you know, our parents had ideas on, you know, you should become a nurse or a teacher or a doctor, or they had expectations of us, and a lot of it had to do with expectations they have of themselves that maybe they never met. But what if you're meant to do not just one thing in this life? Do you really feel like you came here to this life, the life you're living, to only do one thing, that great purpose in life? And the more that I've thought about this over the course of the last few weeks, wouldn't that pigeonhole us? If there was only one thing we came onto this earth to do and we did nothing but that, what would our true experience of this life be? What if you're the person, though, is came here and who's meant to be that kind person that helps and supports other people? Or maybe you're meant to be a challenge to someone else. Now, I may not be a fan of the latter, but I know I've been that person in the past. When I talked to the people I challenged in my past, most of them worked for me. And they tell me that either I'd caused them to look at things differently, or they just hated what I represented. I don't blame them. That, you know, if they looked at it and they saw things differently, maybe it made them look at what direction they were going or what was important to them. And maybe I was the person that they never wanted to be. And I think about that sometimes because in my past, my business career had a very harsh tone to it. I was back in the day when I believed that I knew everything and could do whatever I needed to, and anybody that worked for me or close to me was just going to have to learn to deal with it. Oh, thank heavens, that part of me changed. When I was that challenging person, I was strong, I was decisive, I was determined, but I also wasn't happy. And when I came to the realization later in life that helping others meant being understanding and compassionate, not pushy and a pain in the derriere, my life changed. And as I think about it over the course of the time, and I was in my late 50s before that ever happened, I realized that no matter how much I did, no matter how much I pushed to be the best in my field, all of that meant I wasn't happy. So I've got to ask this of you. Are you happy? If you're doing what's making you happy, it doesn't have to be about the grand plan. It doesn't have to be about the career. It doesn't have to be about this big plan or this big purpose. So ask yourself, what are you doing right now that's making you happy or unhappy? If you consider your calling, your purpose, or your purpose to be doing what makes you happy, you'll realize it doesn't have to be some major event or major part of your life. It can be the small daily joys that make up your passion and your purpose. I want you to take a minute to think about that. What if your calling is something subtle and consistent? And that's a different way to look at this, because all along we've heard you've got to find your purpose. You have to find this one thing in life that you're good at and do it and be passionate about it. But if you're like me, and honestly like a lot of people, that's not what your life is about. So I want to talk about, let's talk about a few examples to look at this again. I'm going to ask you to look at your calling or your purpose or your passion as not being restricted to one thing or one great success you hope to have at some point in your life. So let's talk about, I've got a friend, her name is Michelle. She's a single mom. She has three children and she works a couple of jobs to make ends meet. She dreams of being a designer. She wants to design clothes and she has a job doing alterations. So she's sewing. She's passionate about that. And on the other side of her life, the other part of what she does is freelance work. So she'll make special dresses and gowns for, you know, those events, those weddings, friends' weddings and family weddings and just special dresses. And she loves creating. She loves the design part. And every day, whether it's her regular job or what she does on the side, she does what she loves. Now, she's not becoming rich doing that, but she's happy. And her children get to see her happy. Yes, she's working two jobs. She's working hard. And she's got dreams for more, but yet every day she goes to work, She comes home. She works some more. Now she loves her kids, and she always makes time for them. And yes, sometimes it's a balancing act at best. But think about the example that she's giving her children. They see their mom happy. They see her doing what she loves, even though they're trying to make ends meet. And she's always there for them. Maybe her passion or her purpose for being here is to be that example for her children. Because what if one of these three children or all of these three children goes on to do something amazing because they were inspired and guided by this mom, this single mom that was trying to make ends meet, doing what she loved and caring for her children? We tend to overlook all of the really wonderful things that we do in life, the examples we set, the dedication to something that's important to us, because it isn't that fame and fortune. It isn't the looking at that person who seems to have it all and have this great success and feeling like we don't compare. But you know, I don't think we were all meant to be superstars. If that was the case and this world was made up of superstars that always did the best in everything they were doing, what is there to this life? If coming to this world guaranteed you this great success all the time, what would really be the purpose for coming here? And maybe the people that are having those great successes, they always wanted to be a doctor, they always wanted to be an actor or a great golfer. Maybe it was their time to experience that. But for all the rest of us, maybe this time is for us to experience what life is, genuine life, everyday life is. And I ask you to consider that isn't that a calling for us? I know I look at it and I look at my friend and I know she loves her career and I know she wants to do more with it. But if her children follow her example and they grow up to realize their dreams and follow their heart, maybe she won't have her big break. Maybe her children will. Or maybe her children will just be some of the best people that you know and the kind of people that you want to know. I look at life and I look at the people that we encounter as who are the ones that make a difference. It's the ones that do the everyday life. It's not the superstars. They're the ones that set an example and we're happy to see them and excited for them for the most part. But the people that really have the biggest influence in our lives are what I call everyday people like you and me. Now let's talk a little bit about expectations, because I think this is important. I know that from my own career, when I started Simple Steps, my only goal was to help others feel better about their lives and to not feel alone no matter what they were going through. There have been experts and gurus who have told me what I need to do to make money off of Simple Steps, how to develop programs and to offer products and services and water, webinars and conferences and, oh my goodness, you name it, and I've been told how to make a profit from Simple Steps. But none of that has ever felt right to me. You know, at some point I had a dream of taking Simple Steps to a bigger stage because I wanted to reach more people. And yes, I wanted it to be profitable. But I wanted to reach people with this message of hope and kindness. No, I haven't taken it to a large stage, and it certainly is not profitable, and I'm not sitting back on my laurels raking in money. Because I don't make money from Simple Steps. But I accomplished what I set out to do. And while it may not be what all the gurus told me I should have done, and all the gurus tell me that I failed because I haven't followed their advice, I'm richer in so many more ways than money. And that's been what's important to me. I'm richer because of this experience. Heck, I'm sitting here, I'm talking on a radio show. And I know that I'm reaching people that are listening and saying, hey, maybe I don't have to find the one thing in my life. Maybe it's a theme. For me, the theme in my life that's important is helping others. Took me a lot of years to get here, to understand that it was about kindness and hope. And I've reached a bigger stage. When I look at having over 1 million followers and reaching anywhere from 70 to 250,000 people every week, my message is getting out there. It's not getting out there the way everyone told me I should get it out. But I'm still reaching lives and making a difference. So I guess that I look at this and I look at this dream of what I thought was going to happen. And it did. It just didn't happen the way that I expected it to. Now, I had a client, and I have a client, and she was living her career dream. So this was the person that was getting out there and making a difference. She had the big job, the big salary. She had the respect of a lot. She wasn't happy in her life. Now, she had the dream job that everybody wanted to have, the benefits, the money, the perks, you name it. But because she wasn't happy, she was under a strain, and it was one of her own creating. She was also single, and she sat there and we started to talk about what was important to her. And she made the decision all by herself that it wasn't this job. She wanted to travel the world. So she walked away from a job, and she did that gradually. She walked away from the big job, moved to Hawaii, and started working on small projects, doing the same work she'd done for a big company, but doing it independently for herself. So when she made money for herself, not for a company. She became very successful at that, but she chose to do it when she wanted to. And then she traveled the world because that's what she loved to do. And as she started traveling and she did more and more, she took some of the money that she had made and she started buying little homes and she set them up as Airbnbs. And now the main source of her income are these Airbnbs that she's created. But because she's one of those ingenious people that is a self-starter and an entrepreneur in many ways, she created a software to help other Airbnb owners manage their properties simply. She now says yes to the experiences in her lives, the things that make her feel fearless. She just says yes. What she thought was her calling, the big job with all the perks that went with it, was only a step towards her real passion. Doing things on her own, traveling, and making her experiences profitable enough to support more travel and more experiences, and meeting amazing people along the way. We get set up for these grand plans, these giant purposes, when we need everyday purpose and consistent joys in the routine or the everyday. It may be the love of your family or friends. It may be being there to help others who appreciate it. It may be taking a risk to drive your happiness. Depending on what's important to you, it's important to then think about what's going to make you happy? Instead of putting the should on your shoulders, and you know what that is, that feeling that you should do more or you should do something or you should do something grand, what if you consider your should to be what you're already doing? What if the life you're living right now is exactly what you came here to live? Now, I know that we have all gone through in our lives some very difficult times. And I know for me and anyone that's listening that's been following me for any length of time, I say this all the time. When I started Simple Steps, my mantra was I lost everything except my marriage. And then my husband died. So I've been through my share of stuff that hasn't been great in my life. What if I came here to experience those things? Now, do I know the answer to why to all of that? I don't. And I don't think that I'm going to in this lifetime. But what if my purpose was to live through the experiences that I have and be an example for others that are going through similar challenges? We go back to the reason Simple Steps was created in the first place, and that was for people to know they're not alone no matter what they're going through. And I hear even years after something may have happened, you know, Cheryl, you said this on this day, or you talked about this experience, and it helped me get through what I was going through. So what if the life you're living is an example to someone else, and your purpose for being here is to show an example or set an example for others? Now, in my case, maybe it's going through all of these challenges. In your case, maybe it's something you're doing with your children or for your children, like my friend Michelle. Maybe it is being that stalwart, that beam of light where someone says, you know what, if she can get through it, I know I can get through it too. Maybe that's your purpose. Maybe your purpose is to be the best Uber driver that exists. And people look at you and they know that they can depend on you. And isn't that a great feeling when you know that people can depend on you and respect you and want you to come and take them more places? What if that's your purpose, to be the person others depend on? I ask you, as we're going through this conversation, just to say to yourself, maybe my purpose isn't something grand. Maybe my purpose is something that I need to live every day. And then ask yourself, what is it that makes you happy, that brings you joy in everyday life? That might just be your purpose. It is a different way to look at it, but as you're going forward, getting ready for 2018, instead of setting up these large expectations that this is the year that you're going to get that contract or get this best job or get this or do that, take that pressure off yourself. If all of that is the direction you want to go in, go for it. Absolutely. But rather than sit and think that your purpose is tied to one single event, think about it as being a single life. And that's the one that you're here to live right now. It's the one I'm here to live right now. I would have never sat in this position and said, my purpose is to show others that I can go through the worst life has to offer and still be standing. But the truth is, I think that is my purpose. And I feel comfortable knowing that those that are a witness to what I've been through, whether it's connecting to me on social media, through the radio show, through the books, through any of the blogs that I write, if you see in me something that helps you, that to me is my purpose. And I've accomplished something grand. From the first time we started Simple Steps, the idea is if I can help one person in life, it's all worth it. And it's taken a lot of years to get this way. And that one person's developed into a few more. And I'm grateful most for the fact that I have people that believe I have something to say, and they're willing to listen to it. Nope, I'm not making a lot of money. I'm not standing on the grand platform. I'm not in Madison Square Garden giving my spiel. That's not who I am, and it's not what I was supposed to do here. But I'm personally very comfortable with that. So I ask you to consider, wouldn't you like to have your purpose be something you can live every single day without the pressure of expecting the big thing to happen? So I hope today has been helpful for you and you're thinking about 2018 a little bit different. I appreciate you being here with me because it's of you that Simple Steps exists. So as we're in this season of gratitude, I encourage you to look at all the things you do right now that helps yourself and helps others and consider that to be part of who you are and what your passion is. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a fabulous week.